Highbridge Company presents The Philadelphia Chromosome by Jessica Wapner, read by Heather Henderson. Original material copyright 2013 Jessica Wapner. Recording copyright 2013 Highbridge Company and recorded by arrangement with The Experiment LLC. Author's note. This book draws extensively from interviews I conducted with those who lived this story. Unless otherwise indicated, all quotes herein are from those interviews, which took place in 2012, or, in the case of a few scientists, 2007. Where quotes are taken from other material, the original source is noted. Jessica Wapner. Foreword by Robert A. Weinberg, Ph.D. A widespread illusion is that cancer is a disease of modernity, an artifact of pollution and bad diet and myriad other factors associated with a modern lifestyle. The truth is quite different. The disease of cancer threatens all multicellular life with greater or lesser frequency. In the case of our own species, cancer incidence has exploded because we now live long enough to develop a disease, much like Alzheimer's, that largely strikes the aged. Until recently, we did not know how and why the disease arose, and yet in spite of this, we developed the means to treat some, but hardly all, forms of the disease. The use of chemotherapy and radiation has had a remarkable effect in treating some cancers, and almost no effect on others. By the early 1970s, however, it was already clear that these cytotoxic therapies had yielded almost as much benefit as they possibly could. That is, they had exhausted their potential for making major inroads into reducing...